Oh, hello. Didn't see you there. Pleasure to meet you. Me? I'm the We Like Theme Parks podcast. I don't mean to sound forward, but do you believe in love at first listen? Well then, maybe we could get together sometime and listen to my romantic Valentine's Day podcast, if you know what I mean. Oh, you do? Oh my. Well, why don't we find a quiet spot? Because it's about to get romantic up in here. Disney style. All this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Lame? Is that lame? Super lame?
I think you need to keep that part at the end where you ask if it's lame.
Lame, super lame?
Hey, is that lame? Is that super lame? Yeah, what
do you guys, should we do this again?
Thoughts? Anybody?
Notes? Thoughts?
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks Podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond, and happy Valentine's Day, you beautiful Diz nerds. I love ya, always have. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and honk magnet from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, happy yes. Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Are you excited about the Valentine's? Is it something you celebrate?
Yeah. I mean, my mom has always been my Valentine. So she always gets me a Valentine card, and it's real cute.
I remember being my yeah. mom's Valentine. It was nice. You got lots mm-hmm. of licorice.
Sierra also gives me a Valentine, so that's pretty cute.
In the middle of a fairy tale. So sweet. We're also mm-hmm. joined today by comedian, Diz nerd, and sneaky snuggle master. It's Mark Andrada. Hey,
sneaky snuggle master, what is that?
I don't know. Tell me, am I wrong? Are you not a snuggly guy?
Don't look, I'm gonna snuggle you.
You look like a snuggle guy.
When you're sleeping, I will come and I will snuggle you.
See, I was right. The little finger.
I can imagine you sneaking up on Rufio to give him some snuggles.
Yes, you come to me, little Rufio, and I will snuggle your little butt.
I feel like if I had like a nap at your house, I would wake up and you might be lying there beside me being like, hey, man, you good?
Hey, what? Is this all right?
Is all right?
This is all right, right?
It's all right, right? Yeah. I'd be like, that was sneaky. It's a sneaky snuggle.
You want some toast?
Yeah, I'll have some toast. That sounds nice.
Oh, okay. I'll go out and get some bread.
Oh, thanks. Snuggle over.
Yeah. I would absolutely offer you toast when I don't have any bread at my house. That is something I would do.
It happens.
Hey, friends, how's it going? It's nice to see everybody. Thanks for joining us on your Valentine's Day, listeners. We appreciate it. Valentine's, is this a thing you do? Guys, your connection to Valentine's. Mark, are you a Valentine's man?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more. Do you like Valentine's?
Oh, I don't know. It's fine, I guess. It's fine. It's nice. And listen, it's Valentine's Day every day. Celebrate your love. Tell your friends and your partners and your parents that you love them, and your children if you have them, mm-hmm. your pets mm-hmm. That you love them. You tell them every day.
You know what? I've not given Domino a Valentine's Day gift ever. So maybe I should start. She's 12. Let me get in on that.
Yeah. Get her a little like heart-shaped dog cookie.
That's nice.
Get those. Yeah.
Oh, I like it. But do you have any Valentine's plans this year?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. I don't know. What do you got? Your pandemic?
Listen, man, what's a pandemic Valentine's? You're asking like? Me, do I have plans? No, there's no plans. No plans.
Okay.
No plans. Should I make plans? Now you got me concerned that I should be making plans.
Well, see, I feel the same way. I'm like, should I be doing something? I mean, there's a pandemic, but I mean, if I do nothing, am I like the worst? Is my wife going to be like, you didn't even try? Like, what could I do?
I'm just going to give you some advice.
Please.
Just do one nice thing. At least.
Well, that's the plan.
For all the girls in your family.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to buy stuff. How about I just buy stuff? Does that work?
I mean, you could. Sure.
All right. I'll buy
stuff. Just make it sweet and personal, you know?
Okay. I'll buy everybody the same thing. It'll be sweet and personal.
Totally.
But do you actually look at this day on your calendar as like something you look forward to? Like, you guys know how I feel about Christmas. And I know how you guys feel about Halloween, but things like Valentine's, is it like February 14th? It's a coming. Get excited. Or is it just like, oh yeah, this Valentine's, I better do something.
I don't feel that pressure at all to like do something on Valentine's Day. But I mean, I also, I'm not kidding when I say like every day, all the time anyway. So like nothing like Valentine's Day doesn't make Valentine's Day special because it's like, right. Like, what are we doing here? I'm making you a meal. Am I all the time? So what I'm saying is, dear listeners, I would encourage you to maybe not feel the pressure to lean into making a big purchase or getting it. You know, it doesn't have to be the, you know, people complain that Christmas is too consumer heavy.
Yep.
I would say that I think it's okay that Christmas is a little consumer heavy. I'm going to argue that Valentine's Day should really, really not be.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Make cookies. You can just make some cookies or a baked
homemade Valentine is cute.
Oh yeah. There you go.
It's very sweet.
I like that. I personally, I love all the decorations. Like, I don't care about the day that much, but I like all the pink and red and hearts and stuff. I think it's cute, especially at Disneyland. They decorate Disneyland for Valentine's Day, and it's adorable. There's a love letter to Mickey from Minnie on Main Street.
Aw.
Cute.
Hubba hubba. I feel like Valentine's is a day where I just buy my wife stuff or do stuff for her. It doesn't come back. You know what I'm saying? I know that's not what it's about. I know it's not about, like, you just be generous. You're not supposed to expect anything back. But I feel like I buy a gift and take her somewhere, and that is Valentine's Day. I don't get a tie or something special. It's a one-way street. Is that
what
is
would
that,
you like your Valentine's
Day? I don't know.
I'm so curious. I want to know what that is.
I don't know. Maybe rub my feet or something. Or like, what? You know, like a good foot rub?
I see what the problem is here. You ask too much.
I just want to. Is it because I went right straight for the feet? Hey, yeah,
that's right. Rub your feet.
Yeah, I should have went smaller for sure. Yeah, okay, I got it. Message received.
Yeah, I've seen your feet. That's a big ask.
It's a size 12 ask. That's right. Yeah, yeah. All right, friends. Well, hey, it's Valentine's Day, and we want to celebrate all that love, not only with each other, but with you and with some great Disney segments today. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have super fun. But before we do, we're going to sell some T-shirts. Woo!
T-Public presents It's Your Shoutouts.
T-Public, it's where you can find all kinds of Disney tees, Universal tees. Go to our website, welikethemeparks.com, click on T-shirts. It'll get you over to T-Public. You can poke around, find something great. Maybe a gift for Valentine's Day. It might be a little late when you listen to this, but hey, maybe for next Valentine's Day. Whatevs, it's a cool way to support us and a cool way to have cool gear for the parks. I said cool 3 times. This week, I am shouting out our new friend at Lauren_PFAB. I love that name, PFAB. Sounds like she sings in a boy band or something. Who's that? Oh, that's PFAB on bass. Anyway, I'm just saying. Lauren sent us a beautiful note that I just had to mention. She's a listener of the show, and she said, I listened to all the 12 Days of Christmas, thoroughly enjoyed it. It really gets her through her work week. She's a huge fan of the show. And I just want to say, hey, Lauren, you are awesome. Thank you so much. It feels really good knowing we put out all those 12 Days of Christmas episodes to know that people are listening and enjoying. So thank you so much for the note, Lauren. Keep on listening and hit us up anytime. We love hearing from you.
Okay, so have you guys ever watched Gossip Girl?
Sure.
Yep.
You know how every episode starts with a little note from Gossip Girl? Mm-hmm. I'm going to shout out my new favorite account, Gossip Girl Disney. And oh my they gosh, really? Take pictures of character meet and greets and put a Gossip Girl letter on the front of them. And it's delightful. So here, I'll just give you an example. Here's a picture of Punzi. It says, Gossip Gothel here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Corona's elite. Looks like Princess P was caught breaking quarantine again after years of self-isolation left her sick of tower life. Or is she just heartsick over being separated from her beloved Eugene? XOXO, Gossip Girl Disney.
It's great.
It's the best. It's my favorite thing. So check out Gossip Girl Disney. They are hilarious.
Amazing. That's fantastic. Hey, Mark, how about you, bud? I'm sure you got a hot one coming off the press. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if I can do a little bit of pseudo self promotion.
Yes, dude. It's Valentine's.
What about?
Hey, man. What's that? We love you. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, I love you guys.
Say
too.
Whoever you
That's
want.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. My friend Luba has a Instagram account for this cartoon series that she's making called Drawn Up Drawn Up Comedy is the Instagram, and I'm in the latest cartoon.
Whoa!
So fun!
Yeah, I'm a voice in the latest cartoon, so that's fun. I have a wish granted to me by a shooting star.
Oh.
Aww.
What role do you play? Like, what's your name in the show?
Oh, I'm just a guy. They're all shorts. They're like sketches, right? Yeah, so this one is like a guy sees a shooting star and calls it back, and then they have a little conversation and he makes a wish.
Oh.
And it all goes terribly for me.
Oh, no.
I don't want to spoil too much. Cute. But yeah, if you go to Drawn Up Comedy, or they have a YouTube page. She has a YouTube page as well, so you can go there and see it.
Oh, that's great.
Cute.
We'll definitely check that out. Sounds very, very Valentine-y. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this show, friends. It's time for...
My favorite things. Hey.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day, and we all love Disney, so we decided this week to bring you something special. Our top three romantic Disney flicks of all time. Now, this is a tough one. I don't know about you guys. I kind of struggled with this because there's a lot of romance out there, like a lot. And to like really narrow it down to three, not an easy task. So I think this is going to be interesting. I love love. If you don't know this, it's Christmas and then love. I love receiving love. I love giving love. I'm a big fan of love. Valentine's Day, but love in general, I'm a big fan of. Here's my number three. And I know this might feel like a lazy pick, but in retrospect, I can't not mention this movie without thinking of romance. And that's obviously Lady and the Tramp, right? That's okay. Kind of synonymous and iconic with Disney in romance is yep. This scene where the dogs are eating the spaghetti at Tony's Restaurante, you know, and Tony's on the organetta and Joe's on the mandolin and they're singing A Bella Notte, you know what I mean? And I feel like that scene has become just iconic, and not just like movie dumb, but in just romance in general. Tell me, all of us here have shared some piece of food with a love interest, a single piece of food, and then had it end up at a kiss. Come on. We've all done it with it, whether it's a...
Never, not once.
What? Miriam.
I have a friend who likes to share chips with my dog. My friend Dawn will put a potato chip in her mouth and Lady in the Trumpet with Rufio. She's going to be so mad that I said, but she doesn't know. She does it in front of a bunch of people. It's fine.
I love it.
It's fine if the audience knows that she does this. And she goes, she's going full Lady in the Tramp with my puppy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've done it with like a Slim Jim or a banana with certain females.
What?
Yeah, easily the most romantic of things.
Yeah. Well, they're long and thin. I don't know. It was just easy. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Slim-jimmed it. Yeah. And it was romantic. It was a little spicy. Certainly spicy, if you get my feeling.
Spicy. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
But I just wanted to read some of the beautiful lyrics of the song Bella Notte side by side with your loved one. Mm-hmm. You'll find enchantment here. The night will weave its magical spell when the one you love is near. That's Bella Notte, baby, if you ask me. Very beautiful stuff. And yeah, that's my number three top romantic Disney flick of all time. Number three. Woo. Yeah.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's got to be in your lists. Am I wrong?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Didn't make it?
It didn't make my list either.
Whoa. So I'm glad I mentioned it. I thought it would definitely be up there. Okay. Well, let's go with Miriam. Ladies next. Do you want to go last?
Yes. The famous saying, ladies next.
Ladies next. Ladies second.
I'm going to go first. You're going to go next, lady. All right?
My number three is also a dog film, and it's 101 Dalmatians.
Oh,
you could animated or live action. I just love Anita and Roger. I think they're perfect. And there's two romances with Pongo and Purdy as well. Yeah. I love the meet cute is the cutest meet cute of all time, I think, in both movies, you know, the dogs setting them up and everything. So yeah. 101 Dalmatians.
That's a great pick. Yeah. I mean, listen, this is two dog movies in a row. So Disney is nailing dog romance at this point in our game.
And there's human romance there too. And you know what? Anita and Roger go through something traumatic, all their puppies being stolen and then their dogs running away. Mm-hmm. And it like brought them closer together. They didn't turn on each other and like get upset. They're a perfect example.
You have a bit of a man crush on Roger though, right?
I do. Big time.
Yeah. Because he keeps showing up in these lists. I'm like, oh, never thought of 101.
Roger doesn't get enough admiration, I don't think.
What is it? Is it the pipe? Like, we're talking about, it's a romance episode, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, he's like a cool hipster, like, who writes songs. I'm so into it.
You are. You do like the hipsters, tall and lean and artsy. Yeah, that's...
And, like, nerdy, probably. He's got books.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got books. He's got books.
I know. The bar is super low, everyone. So low.
Did you see how messy his like music studio is? You know how many dates they've been on
where they don't have a book in their house? Like,
yeah. Look at his workspace. Just trashed with books and like
I like it.
Music. So much creativity in
I bet room. He makes the perfect cup of tea, you know?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Brit in him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure Anita has some kind of rule, like no smoking your pipe down here.
That's a good pick. I like it. Mark, what's your number three romantic diz flick of all time?
I had a hard time with number three. Number two and number one were easy for me. But yeah. Number three was like, man, it is. There are a lot of movies vying for this third spot. Is it Beauty and the Beast? Because, you know, nothing says romance like kidnapping, you know?
Yeah, and like an old lady singing your love song.
Yeah, that's nice. Yes, fair. Never thought about that.
Yeah.
It's always bothered me.
Why? Old-ish time. So romantic.
Yeah.
Listen, Angela Lansbury is a world's treasure.
Oh, my God. Totally. I love her. I saw her in a show like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, that what was 5 years ago. Was it Blythe Spirit?
That's what it was. Yeah, Blythe Spirit. Yeah, yeah.
By the incomparable Noel Coward. Yes,
that's right. It was only 3 years ago?
I have no
idea. She's old and she was amazing. She destroyed it out there. And I was like, she's killing this. And this is a good killing it. Like, she's more energy than these like young folk out there. Anyway, brought the house down. She was lovely.
Yeah, but I couldn't pick Beauty and the Beast. Okay. But there are moments. Anyway, I'm going to skip all the ones I didn't pick. What I did pick was Aladdin. I think the meet cute in Aladdin is also very sweet. Mm-hmm. And I think the lesson is nice, that maybe you should just be yourself. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. I think it's a wonderful lesson for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Aladdin, I think it's very sweet. Sweet.
I like Aladdin and that magic carpet ride. Magical.
Right?
It's incredible. So nice. What a beautiful first date, second date.
It's the greatest date ever, you know?
Yeah. He really killed it with that.
And for those of you listening who might not know what a meet cute is, maybe you guys could describe it.
It's when the two main characters meet in a very cute way.
There it is.
It's usually a thing from a romantic comedy. It's like a trope. Where like if you watch a romantic comedy, almost always the two that are going to fall in love, they meet in a cute way. And that is meet cute.
The meet cute. There you go, friend. In case you didn't know, you know, there it is. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Chris. Good call.
Yeah, I just thought we'd get it out there. All right. So that's three totally different movies. Great. We're rocking and rolling so far. Back to me at number two. My number two most romantic Disney film of all time is WALL-E. And it's robot love, but it is love. And the way these two can communicate without saying really much of anything. And the robots, like how expressive can these robots be? You feel like they're a little bit limited, but boy, do they really paint a beautiful picture in this film. First of all, WALL-E only has his, what is it? The directive in it? Directive, which is to clean. And then all of a sudden he meets WALL-E and his directive, his life just changes. Like his whole intention is to be with her. No matter what, their first interaction is so beautiful without saying a word.
I would say it's kind of the opposite, though. I think WALL-E is doing his own thing whilst working within his directive, but Eve is very one-track mind, and WALL-E opens her up.
I would agree on the Eva side for sure, but WALL-E was down right away. He was like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think he was really working off of his directive too much. He was like yearning for more.
But he was still working. He was still making his boxes of junk.
Right, but he was like collecting weird stuff and like had his own life. Yeah,
but he still had his directive, which was to stack. But it turned out that wasn't the only thing. There was more to him. And when all of a sudden this carrot was dangled, this beautiful carrot of companionship, because they really do this great job painting this loneliness to this poor robot. Like this world is just, this apocalyptic world is just barren. And this cute, adorable little robot. Mark is laughing. What's so funny?
The beautiful carrot of companionship made that's me laugh. That's a
beautiful kid, right?
Think you're a little robot. No, you're not wrong. That's right. Yeah.
And you got nobody except yourself and garbage, and you're stacking. See how much he stacked?
He's got his little roach, too.
Fair. He's got his roach homie. So that's cool. But anyway, the fact that they have such a hard time communicating, but they communicate so beautifully. And you got to hand it to this director, how they shot it. Things feel so intimate and close. that scene in the in Wally's like trailer, there's that moment where she Eva turns on, flips the switch of the lighter, and she's kind of glowing like almost like candlelight. Wally just melts. He's just like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. This picture just says a thousand words. It's so beautiful. And that scene, that montage where he's like dating her while she's turned off or whatever, you know, paddling her like it's like Venice, but it's sludge, you know, holding hands while watching these apocalyptic vistas. It's great. Their first kiss in space was a zap. Oh my God. So many beautiful things. So adorbs. So cute. Robot love. It's adorable. Get in on it. Wally is my number two.
I do like Wally. My number two is a live action film. Yes. And it's the Cinderella live action, which I think Chris hasn't seen. I don't know if Mark has seen it.
I haven't.
It is the best live action remake they've made so far, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And they meet on, you know, she's riding her horse and she runs into the prince in this version. And it's just the best. And then the ball scene when he sees her come in this beautiful dress. And it's just so romantic. I love it so much. There's really only the only plot in Cinderella is a love story. So by default, it is romantic.
Are all the rats in it in the live action?
Like they are. Yeah, they're mice, first of all. But yes, they are. They just don't talk in this one. And Helena Bonham Carter is the most perfect fairy godmother. It doesn't surprise me that she'd be good at it, but she's hilarious. And that pumpkin scene is so cool. And the costumes, it's hands down the best costuming of any live action.
Find
so
me
far.
A Helena Bonham Carter performance that you didn't like. Find me one.
Yeah.
She's amazing in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta see it. Yeah, you keep saying how great it is, and
it's beautiful. It's very romantic.
Maybe this will be a part of my
they
Valentine's
have great
Day
chemistry
experience.
It's great.
Oh yeah, who mm-hmm. plays Cinderella in it?
What is her name? Lily Evans.
Oh, okay,
she was in Downton Abbey.
And who's Prince Charming? Anyone we'd know, or just some super hot?
Yeah, British he was name? Robb Stark in
Oh wow
Game of Thrones. And Cate Blanchett plays the evil stepmother, and she is very good.
Sweet.
Yeah, Lily James and Richard Madden are the two leads.
Cate Blanchett would be a rockin' Lady Tremaine. I bet you she was awesome.
She was incredible in her costumes. I want every single dress she wore in that.
Great cast. Yeah, okay. I'll do it. Fine. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
You've watched
it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was just saying. That should be part
that's
of
a great
my...
idea. I'm going to do that too.
Okay.
Yes.
Good call.
Very romantic. I'll try to hold my wife's hand to see if she.
I will be real with you. The beginning is rough. I cried the first 15 minutes of the movie in the theater just because she loses both of her parents and it's very hard, but it's very emotional. They do such a good job of getting you invested in this girl's life early on.
Yeah, you don't see that in the cartoon.
No.
So yeah, okay.
No, they just tell you, right? So in this one, they show you everything and she stays sweet the whole time and it's just, it's really good.
All right.
Okay, on a scale of one to up, how sad is it?
I'm telling you, it was worse than up for me. Like,
than up?
Yeah, I sobbed the whole first 15 minutes.
I don't know if I want to watch this anymore.
But then it just goes up from there and she gets this beautiful story after that.
Okay. Goodness.
But it's hard in the beginning. I'm not going to lie.
I have to brace myself for the beginning of this movie. I don't know if I like it.
I will have a Kleenex handy. Thank you.
At least you'll be in the comfort of your own home. This was me in a theater just sobbing for 15 minutes.
I'm sure fair it was enough. Adorable. Miss, could you quiet down? I'm trying to.
Yeah, honestly, the people I went with are like, are you okay?
Okay, Mark, number two.
Listen, you've both heard me talk about this movie before. There's no greater love story, arguably, I don't think you can argue this, than Romeo and Juliet. And what is Disney's second best Romeo and Juliet story?
Herbie Fully Loaded.
No. Okay, it's sure. Disney's Zombies. Disney's Zombies, such a beautiful love story. And the music, let me play this.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, they're in a little room, like at the school, and he's just they're just romancing each other, you know, wooing each other.
I know we might be crazy, but did you hear the story?
I think I heard it vaguely.
A girl and a zombie.
Oh, tell me.
You got to see this. Honestly, it's part of the beauty of it is the dance. It's about a girl and a zombie. You know, this isn't a love that was meant to be, but it is a love that is, you know, who are they to deny it? It's bigger than both of them. It's bigger than both of them and their school and their families that don't like each other because the humans don't like the zombies and vice versa. It's all a big misunderstanding. Anyway, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful love story. And I think the only thing more beautiful than love story is the makeup in this movie. It's so bad.
So good.
The makeup is so bad. But if you can just, honestly, I know it's bad. Just look at it and go, that's bad. And then forget about it. Like, don't dwell on the fact that it's so bad. Look past the bad makeup. And
it's
even
so
if you,
bad.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. And even if you just skip ahead to this one song, Someday, it's worth it. I think it's worth it. Even if you just YouTube that one song, that number is very cute.
Okay. I'm making a list here. Cinderella live action zombie. I have to watch Zombies. You've talked about it so many times.
Yeah. We have friends, Chris. We have friends.
Yeah. What the heck?
I know. I'm the worst. Guys, I have kids. It's the worst. You know?
I think they would like Zombies.
I'm sorry.
I think so too.
Hold the phone here. Can we just take a minute
wait.
On our Valentine's Day episode, Chris went, I have kids. It's the worst.
Let me rephrase that. It's the worst for my TV watching experience. I don't get to as much. I have to do all my work at nighttime because I'm with the kids all day. My TV watching is limited.
Having kids is the worst, Chris Bond.
I will make it my February priority.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to hear what you think of Zombies.
Yeah. Well, there's two zombies. There's two movies I got to watch, right? There's Zombies 2, Electric Boogaloo.
There's three.
Three now? Oh, my God. See?
Or the third is in production. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, something I can't remember either. Okay. Yeah,
for sure, too.
Full disclosure, I haven't watched the second. I haven't watched the second one. Full disclosure.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think there's a prom in the second one.
I would hope so. I just keep watching the first one over and over again. And you think I'm joking, but I'm not. I've watched it a few times.
Okay, question though.
I mean, I like it.
Okay. So there's a zombie and I'm assuming she's a human girl, right?
There's many zombies, but yes.
But it's a human, the love story is a human girl and a zombie, right?
It's a girl and a zombie. Right. Do I need to?
Yeah.
No, I got the lyrics. But my question is, does the zombie need to eat her brains to like survive? There's some variables.
He's wearing a thing on his wrist that controls his brain eating impulses. So all these zombies have been cured of they're not like, oh, zombie, I'm going to eat your brains. They're all fine. They're all safe.
Okay.
Or are they?
Oh, snap.
You got to watch the movie.
Their bracelets go haywire and then, oh no, it's brain buffet time.
I can't tell. I don't know. I'm not going to spoil the
then
movie
Then the song
for you.
Changes. It's a boy and a girl and a zombie and her brain. Yeah, dude. That's part three. Get ready. All right. Now we're getting to our number one most romantic Disney films. I'll go with number one. Here it is. Are you guys ready? This is it. You might not agree with me. It's probably not a popular choice. And I'm also not saying Tron. It's Princess and the Frog. Princess and the Frog is so romantic. Let me tell you why. You have two beautiful romances in this story. I mean, obviously you got Tiana and Naveen. And Naveen is kind of a goof. And then Tiana is just so full of love and is so amazing and such a great role model that this Naveen just says, wow, like is inspired by this woman, falls in love. Cause he's never felt real love. Cause he's just been a playboy his whole life. He sees like, this is what real love could be. And then he gives up himself, his opportunity to become human again for her to make sure she has her dream. What a sacrifice. And then in the end, he's like, you know what? I don't care if we're both frogs. I just want to be with you and I love you. Let's be frogs. Let's be frogs.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful sacrifice because they're so in love with each other that they don't care. As long as they're together, they can be a frog. They can be a snail. They can be aardvarks. Doesn't matter. Whatever. As long as they're together, it doesn't matter. Beautiful. And it's a beautiful story. But then you've already got that. But then you add Raymond, the Cajun firefly, and his love for Evangeline. Oh, it's the most sweetest connection ever. It is so beautiful. Raymond could not be a better example of the power of love. Like, look, when Raymond's light is extinguished, how crushing is it when he, you know,
very
spoiler,
sad.
It's so crushing. But then he appears in the stars. Oh my God. I used to never cry. And then I had kids and now I cry. That movie, boom, Raymond, boom, tears. That's my number one. I'm sure it's not popular, but that
I would say there's a third love story, and that's the love story of New Orleans, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
You really do justice there.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So beautiful.
Such an amazing movie. Underrated. That's my number one. Miriam, what's your number one?
So my number one is in two parts.
Okay.
And it is The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker.
Oh my God. Get out of here.
I'm being completely serious.
Okay. Yep, I know you are.
And I'm sorry, Rey and Ben Solo, Kylo Ren, that's the most romantic story ever. Don't at me. I'm not receiving any comments on this. It's just the truth. And you really see it grow in The Last Jedi, and when he's telling her to come with her, there's nothing I wanted more in the galaxy than for Rey to go with Kylo Ren at the end of that movie. Obviously, at the end, when he sacrifices himself, it's just...
Spoiler alert.
So romantic. I'm sorry. If you haven't seen it by now, you're probably not a listener of the show, honestly. There it is. Wow. That's the most romantic films ever made.
It's a good call. I'm just surprised by the pick. You know what I mean?
It's a good pick.
Look, I know you're in on first Roger, now Kylo. I know they're a couple of your boys, especially after our calendar podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know, like, in the just in terms of like romance versus all the other romantic flicks. And I know you're a romance kind of person that it towered above.
I mean, I could see this coming from the first movie, and all of my friends are like, no, that's a really terrible idea. We've seen it go the other way, right? Like the good guy turns bad after they've been in love, but I haven't seen the good guy fall in love with the bad guy and redeem that way. So I just like it. I think it's powerful. I like their using the Force for FaceTime was pretty great.
Force FaceTime.
And I love them together. There's real passion. You can feel it even in the first movie.
I mean, if you want to talk about anticipation, you got to wait three movies to get that moment, that sweet moment.
I would argue it was happening while she was training with Luke Skywalker, and it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but to have that face-to-face and to have that intimate moment on the, I can't remember the planet.
I'm sorry. Did you see the throne room fight? She grabs his upper thigh. That's pretty much
Miriam. He grazed his thigh. Okay. Yeah.
No, it's in a combat. Full hand grab.
Okay.
Sure, she uses it as leverage to then kick someone, but it happened.
Okay. All right. We're seeing things.
And what a more romantic line than "You're nothing. You're nobody." But not to me.
Okay, that's deep stuff, Miriam. Yeah. That's deep stuff. I thought you were more of a classic romance. No, you're finding romance and things, and I like it. You're digging for romance in the stars. Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, here's the last one. Number one, the most romantic Disney flick, courtesy of Mark Andrada. What is it?
Well, if Zombies is the second best modern retelling of Romeo and Juliet, I think we all know what the best retelling. It's, can you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's High School Musical. The story of Troy and Gabriella. Talk about a meet cute. What better place for a couple to meet cute in a musical than by accidentally stumbling into each other and singing karaoke at a New Year's Eve party where they're both alone?
Very cute.
This is the song they sing.
This is the song? Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, Troy is a basketball guy and Gabriella is like a mathlete, a scholastic decathlon type person. And they come together in their love for musical theater. Come on. This is truly the start of something new. See what I did?
Yeah.
You timed that out pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I genuinely love this movie.
I'm doing it again, man. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen this.
Oh my gosh. No,
we've talked about this.
I just keep watching Tron over and over again. I'm sorry.
I think you're going to like this movie, honestly. Okay. You're going to watch this movie. I think you're going to like it. And I think you're going to enjoy Sharpay. There's a lot to like about this movie.
I love those dogs, Sharpays. They're cute.
No, Sharpay's a character. She's also a woman in this movie.
A gorgeous dog. But
or a girl, I guess. I don't know. High school girl.
Sharpays are those wrinkly-faced dogs. Adorable.
Okay. Well, that's not... In this movie, it's a person.
Did the person in the movie have a lot of wrinkles on their face?
No. She's very cute.
A teen girl.
the dog is, Sharpay is a wrinkle face dog.
I mean, such a popular character that Sharpay gets her own movie. So
what's the Sharpay movie called? Sharpay the musical?
Sharpay the musical?
What's it called? I'm asking you.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. It's called Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure. I'm embarrassed to say that I haven't seen this movie. I mean, you know what? I'm going to go watch it tonight. So by the time our audience hears this, I would have seen this movie because, Chris, we also have friends in this movie.
Do we? Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. We do. We have a few friends.
Now I got to add that to the list. That's four. My list is getting long, guys. I'm going to have a big weekend, I guess. All right. Well, guys, those were nine different.
I'm
going to
watch all of these this weekend.
I'm going to, because it's Valentine's is coming up, man. I got to get my romance on. I mean, I got my wife and I are going to be like, happy Valentine's Day. We have four movies we need to watch tonight. And I bought you something off Amazon. Here you go. Love you. And I bought the kids different stuff because apparently I'm going to get different stuff. All right, guys. Nine different movies, though. Come on. That's pretty great.
The spirit of Valentine's Day is alive and well with Christopher Bond.
Yes.
I love you. Yep.
And it was really 10 movies.
Oh, right. You did two. And listen,
we're counting them all as one. You should watch them all as one.
Maybe some really quick ones that didn't make the cut. Mark mentioned Beauty and the Beast, but Tangled, I think, is another one.
That's Tangled's great.
Super romantic. Up, obviously. Yeah. Lots of options, guys, for some romance. Did you know Tangled was called Tangled and not Rapunzel? Because they wanted to focus on the two characters and not just Rapunzel. Isn't that neat?
That's cute.
Yeah, because they thought Flynn Rider was just as important of a character and they wanted to focus on the two of them. And that's pretty romantic.
And they're tangled together. And
they're tangled together, yeah. Yeah, little IMDb thing I saw. Anyway, no big deal.
Very cute. Wow. That is my favorite part of Fantasmic in Disneyland is Rapunzel and Flynn's new float. It's very cute. And they have like the lanterns going up the side of the projector area. It's beautiful.
Alan Menken.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorite love ballads.
Oh, the music in that movie is great.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, amazing. Alan Menken, he's the goods, man. He's numero uno. All right, friends. Well, that was 9, 10, 12 movies that we've pitched you. Your Valentine's Day movie dance card, because you're stuck at home, is full. Enjoy all those films. Feel the romantic vibes. And we're going to take a quick break and come back with some more romantic. We Like Theme Parks.
Podcast.
So romantic.
It's creepy when I do it like that.
It is a little bit, but it's okay.
Segment time.
Valentine's. Hey, baby, what's happening?
What is that?
It's me being, you know.
Don't do that.
Can't do that with my wife. I can't call her my Valentine to blow some kisses at her. Come on.
Hey, baby.
Valentine. Well, guys, it's Valentine's Day, and maybe you have a Valentine's Day plan, and maybe you're at the Disney parks. So we wanted to help you execute a beautiful Disney Valentine's Day experience. So each of us have crafted a beautiful romantic evening in the Disney parks for your pleasure. You're welcome to use these ideas and let us know how it goes. We're not going to be there to implement this, but if you're there, you're at Disney and you're trying to do a romantic jam, three options coming at you, and boy, it's going to get romantic. Like, did you guys feel like some romantic vibes when you were making these cool ideas?
I listened to Elton John sing Can You Feel the Love Tonight on repeat while I came up with this.
Hot.
Perfect.
Isn't it romantic when Mark Andrada tells you about his date?
Okay.
There we go. I set you up. I set the mood.
Thank you. Okay, so it starts at 5:30 in the morning. Right? Wake up, have a shower, get over to Hollywood Studios, and get in your virtual queue for Rise of the Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
And you stroll casually, hand in hand, over to Toy Story Land, and have breakfast at Woody's Lunchbox.
Ooh.
Get those tater tots. Listen, there's two of you. It's Valentine's. Four orders of tater tots. Two breakfast sandwiches, right? You get two orders of tater tots each and a breakfast sandwich. Egg, ham, delicious.
Are you feeding each other the tots? Like one for you, one for me?
No. Every tot, I know they're small. Every tot, Lady and the Tramp. I put it in my mouth, we share. You put it in your mouth, we share. I put it in my mouth, we share. You put for two full orders.
That's a lot. Okay? There's not a lot of distance on those tots, but you make do.
That's what I'm saying. You're kissing right away.
Yeah, you're being very efficient.
So many kisses right away.
Yeah. I'm digging it.
You're finished. Maybe you stroll around the park. You hold hands and snuggle up in the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
By then, it's bound to be time, right? So you do Rise of the Resistance.
Ooh.
By now, it's lunch.
Pew, pew.
You got to leave the park. You hop on the Skyliner.
Oh.
And you hold hands. There's a lot of holding hands in this. It's a big deal.
That's nice. That's
nice, yeah. So much holding hands in the sweaty Florida sun. Maybe pack some baby powder or something to dry off your hands.
But it's February. Maybe it's not that bad.
You're right. Maybe it's not
cool.
That
bad.
Yeah.
But maybe
just in case, bring the baby powder.
Because I get nervous and my hands get sweaty.
Yeah.
Okay. Palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. Right?
Knees weak. Yeah.
Yeah. So you head over to where am I going now? Where am I going for lunch?
We're holding hands. We're
going. You're leaving Hollywood Studios.
Just left.
Oh, that's right. We're leaving Hollywood Studios. We're holding hands. Palm sweaty. Mom spaghetti. Head over to Animal Kingdom. You go onto Flight of Passage. And there's a reason you do Flight of Passage before you have lunch. Because when you go for lunch, you go to, why am I blanking? What's the name of the restaurant right
there? The Thule.
Thank you. You go there. You order the big family platter, the one that's for four people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like two kids and two adults, maybe three kids, depending on your kids, right? You order that. Much, you know, you get looks from the people you're ordering from. That's just the two of you, eh? It's like, yeah, just the two of us. You order it, you eat it all, you bring back the tray, right? You have to bring back the tray to them and be like, you see, you doubted me for what? Nothing. Okay, now you need a rest, right? You need to you're so full. You take a full walk right around Animal Kingdom, leave that park, leave it. Right? You head over to Epcot. You get on you get on the ride in the land pavilion.
Super romantic.
Living with the land?
Yeah, living with the land. It's like a tunnel of love boat ride.
Yeah, it's a slow boat ride.
You know what I mean?
Don't they make vegetables into the shapes of hearts during Valentine's?
Probably.
I hope so. Oh.
Yeah. I think so.
They make vegetables into different shapes. I feel seasonally they do funny things with the vegetables.
Right, so I think they have to probably for Valentine's do heart shapes.
Are you in the back row and maybe stealing a kiss or two on this very slow romantic boat ride through
fruit? I'll tell you this, Chris. I have slipped a $5 bill to the person working the ride, the cast member working the ride.
Okay, yeah.
We have the whole boat.
Oh, my.
We have the whole boat to ourselves.
Whoa.
You know?
You're stealing a few smooches. Nice.
Oh, we're taking it. We're taking it to Smooch Town. On living with the land. We're smooching on the land. Smooching on the land.
Nice.
We get out of there, stroll around the world show place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is,
where are you going to eat?
Exactly. Here's where it's a bit of a choose your own adventure.
Okay.
Because here's where I ask my date, what's your favorite food?
Oh.
I have planned until this point.
Right.
And then I say, I want you to know that I am here to listen and to care about what you like.
Ooh, I don't know, man. You need a resi. It's Epcot at night. Come on.
Oh, listen. I've got a whole pocket full of $5 bills. You don't understand.
You know what I mean? Get it anywhere with a fiver?
Oh, I know these cast members. I know these cast
I'm
members.
So sorry, sir, but we're full tonight.
If you just look down here.
I think that counter service over there has still got plenty of space.
I think this $5 bill here will change your mind.
Oh, $5. Hmm. Come on in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gonna work. Yeah. $5.
You get what I'm saying?
I took the $5. I just got you a chef's table, quite frankly.
Just a little. Yeah.
You're eating in the kitchen.
You see what Abraham Lincoln can do?
So where would you go to slip the fiver to get in?
It depends on where my date would like to eat.
Right. Okay. Dealer's choice.
Yes, I'm dating a dealer. A croupier. A Vegas croupier I am dating.
Love it.
That's my date right there.
Nice.
Afterwards, we'll take a stroll around. We'll go along the boardwalk. And
Are you not trying to make it to the Magic Kingdom for fireworks to end it?
No, it's cliche.
Okay.
I figured somebody else.
I just thought maybe the four parks were being represented.
No.
Forget that Magic Kingdom.
I don't know. This romantic date feels like a bit of a walkathon, man. Like three parks. Like, I don't know. My dog's barking.
Okay, you know what? You're right. Let's make it four. We head over to Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Just in time for the fireworks. We get popcorns.
There you go. And the parade.
We get a popcorns.
Yeah.
We get maybe a turkey leg.
Oh my.
How about that?
I was about to say
everything we're eating today, we're Lady in the Tramping at some point.
Okay. You know what I mean? I was
maybe
hoping,
we're taking it to Lady in the Tramp Town on a turkey leg.
Okay. Are you got a big tub? Like, did you buy the tub and you're both sharing the tub and you both reach in.
A tub of turkey legs?
No, well, I wish. The tub of popcorn and you both reach into the tub at the same time and your hands connect and then you look at each other and then you steal a kiss and then you have popcorn. Ooh.
I think
or are you doing that thing where you're holding the popcorn and you just lick it to get a few kernels?
What? Miriam.
I think
is that only in Kenley?
It might be.
No, no. I know it's exactly what you're doing. Yes, I'm into it.
We just use the tongue to get the one piece of popcorn and it attaches to the end of your tongue. Like a lizard.
Yep. Like it's usually you have your hands full and your popcorn's right here and you're just like, I need some right now. And you lick it and you move on. Yep.
I think, yeah, I mean, I like that. And if we're both doing that to one thing of popcorn, I think you're right. That would be the popcorn equivalent of Lady and the Tramping of Popcorns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We're both just weird chameleons, just like slurping at this popcorn. Our eyes are going in different directions, you know, like a chameleon does. You know, one eye on the fireworks, the other on the main gate, you know?
Yummy.
Ooh, yummy.
It's perfect. So romantic.
It's super romantic. Yeah. All right.
And then afterwards.
Oh, there's more.
We get dessert.
Okay.
Because you have to end on a sweet note. You can't end on a salty popcorn tub of turkey legs.
I mean, to each his own. Ending on a tub of turkey legs would be all right on a date, but please go on.
We know. We go get a Dole Whip. We quietly enjoy the romantic sounds of the enchanted tiki room.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice capper. That's a capper. That is a Mark Andrada approved Valentine's Day Disney park plan from the sneaky snuggler himself. So friends, there's his option number one.
I don't know. I don't like the sneaky snuggler. Stop calling me that. It's bad. This is bad branding for me. I don't care for this.
I don't think it's too bad. I know you're a snuggler already. Now I'm just adding a sneakiness to it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know what the problem is you're not wrong. And I don't like that.
See? Yeah.
I don't like getting called out on my truth, you know?
Hey, Bondo. Yeah, you snuck in there. I'm impressed. All right, that's the next date. Miriam, you want to go or you want me to go? I'll go if you want.
Yeah, I can go.
You want me? I'll go if you want.
No, I can go. It's okay. You anchor.
Ladies second, please.
As they say.
As they say.
As they say in France, the Paris of love.
So my Valentine's is going to be at Disneyland and partly California Adventure, but mostly Disneyland.
Woohoo!
So we'll get there right when park opens, rope drop, get our rise spots. Mm-hmm. I think all Valentine's dates should include a Rise of the Resistance experience.
Yeah. Yep. Love it.
Then we'll probably get a coffee and then book it as soon as rope drop happens over to Frontierland to get a breakfast chimichanga, which is delightful. But as soon as they're out, they're out. They don't do them all day and they don't even do them all morning. So we'll grab one of those for breakfast and share it in line for Big Thunder, probably, because we'll be right there.
Yeah.
And then we'll just take it easy, like whatever rides we want to ride, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. And then go on our Rise of the Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And then for lunch, I think we'll go to Cafe Orleans because it has like a nice romance vibe. And then we'll have some beignets for dessert.
Very nice.
And mint juleps, right?
Oh, yes.
Seems like a Valentine's food. And they typically have a Valentine's. Why am I wanting to call it a variant? It's not.
Yeah, variant is good. Sure. I think that's right.
Yeah, a Valentine's themed beignet, usually.
Ooh. Is it
a chocolate one?
Is it a Monte Cristo sandwich, but in the circle, like a heart shaped Monte Cristo sandwich?
Well, that'd be cute, but no. I was just talking about the beignets. Oh, okay. They're usually Mickey shaped.
Okay.
Cute.
And they usually have a chocolate one, I think, for Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
And a seasonal mint julep, of course. And then we will take a tour of Fantasyland and go on all those rides. Once we're done, we'll walk over to California Adventure, where we have dinner reservations at Carthay Circle.
Ooh.
Yeah, we get fancy. Me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So then we'll have dinner over there. And then I think if you play your cards right, you can watch World of Color and the fireworks. Mm-hmm. But yep. I think we'll skip World of Color and go back over to Disneyland because we've eaten dinner early so that we could do this. We'll go back over to Disneyland and watch Magic Happens.
Mm-hmm.
And in this perfect Valentine's situation, they're also doing Paint the Night.
Yes.
Yep. We'll watch back-to-back parades of Magic Happens and Paint the Night. And then my favorite fireworks show is happening that night, too. And that's Mickey's Mixed Magic.
Oh, my goodness. And I hope you got a few fivers. to get these parades.
So many fives to every person who's in charge of all that.
Abe for you. Nice.
And then we'll end the night with a scary ride on the Jungle Cruise so that we can snuggle close. There you go.
Nighttime Jungle Cruise is very scary.
It's the best. But it's fine. The skipper will be there to make us laugh. Perfect. And I think we'll end the night with churros as we leave.
A walkout churro? Oh my goodness.
On brand.
Walkout churro.
Oh my God.
Are you Lady in the Tramping those churros or not?
100%. You have to.
How many churros are you getting? You're just going to Lady and Tramp all of them. And that's one churro we've kissed on. Two here.
These are the two beautiful dates, guys. Super romantic. A lot of food. A lot of food in both of your guys' days. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Like to eat. Epicurean.
Mine's a little underwhelming then. I didn't eat as much as you guys or do as much stuff. Here's mine. I don't know. Maybe you want to do this. The magic of the evening starts with a ride on the most magical Disney carrier, the Magical Express. We get on the Magic Express and we take a trip over to the Disney Boardwalk.
What time is it? What time of day? You said evening. This is already the evening?
It's like early evening because we have some things we want to do before we have dinner. This is kind of like a date. Like it's late afternoon, early evening.
So you're not waking up at 5:30 in the morning. I made my poor date wake up.
We've already had our morning. This is just like an evening experience. So this is just like a nighttime jam. Okay. Like maybe this is the first day you get in because we've taken the Magic Express. Maybe we're coming from the airport. I don't know. Whatever. So here's the plan. So we arrive at the Disney Boardwalk. We rent some Surrey bikes and we paddle along the boardwalk.
Cute.
And we look nice and slow and we people watch and we paddle by and take some funny, silly selfies. And, it's a little warm out here. We're getting a little hot. Well, let's pull over. We'll go to the Abracadabra bar and we'll have some magical beverages. You know, now you see it. Now I drank it. Poof. You know,
brother.
And then, you know what? We'll ditch the bike and then we'll just go for a nice walk along the boardwalk. We'll hold hands. We'll talk about all the reasons we love one another. Maybe we'll have a slow dance outside of the Atlantic Dance Hall. You know what I mean? And then maybe what we'll do is we'll pop into one of those friendship boats because, you know, love is also built on respect and friendship.
What?
Yeah. Didn't you know? Yeah. There you go.
Uh-oh, I've been doing this wrong.
Yeah, my wife's my best friend. So then we take...
Gross, that's so gross. I'm kidding.
No, it's funny.
It's perfect, it's great.
And then we take a lovely cruise on the friendship boat. We sit at the back, you know, the outside part? Or is it the front? Mm-hmm. I don't know, the outside part. And, you know, we just enjoy the beautiful, serene waters. And we'll arrive at Epcot after a beautiful, lovely river cruise. And inside Epcot, we're going to arrive just in time for our beautiful reservation at Le Cellier in the Canadian Pavilion, which feels like a bit of an OG fine dining experience, right? It's one of the originals. Yeah. And my wife loves steak, so we're going to have ourselves a piece of meat at the steakhouse. Mm. We're going to indulge.
Romantic. It was romantic until you said it that way.
My wife loves steak. So we'll go there.
And have some meat.
Yeah, man. We're going to get some fancy Canada meat. It's going to be good. We're going to, have the cheddar cheese soup, some other fine Canadian delicacies. I'm sure there's going to be some maple, I presume. Then after a lovely dinner, we're going to stroll through the gardens of the Canadian Pavilion. You know,
it's maple, I presume.
I'm just assuming we're going to eat something with maple. I mean, it's from Canada, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to walk through the flower gardens and we're going to hold hands. Maybe I'll steal a kiss around those kind of flowery landscapes. You know, I think that's nice.
Eef.
Yeah. Then we're going to slowly walk over to the France Pavilion, grab ourselves a nice Grand Marnier slush, and then we'll walk over to the bridge in between the France and UK and enjoy the fireworks as we indulge in our slushes.
French pastries?
No. We're full. We just had steak and cheddar cheese soup. We're okay. We're going to get
a dessert.
Well, dessert is coming later. Post fireworks, we're going to have a lovely stroll around the World Showcase. Really massage the time. We're on our own time. Forget about when the park closed. Slowly walk and reminisce about all the adventures we've had and shared at each pavilion before reaching the Skyliner, where we'll enjoy a private gondola ride and enjoy the stunning views of the skies. And here I'm sure I'm going to steal another smooch. Finally, we're going to arrive at Hollywood Studios, where we're going to check in to the new Star Wars hotel, the Star Wars Cruiser.
cheater, pants on fire. It's not open yet.
It's getting warm in here. And we're going to blast off into space for some very lovely space snuggles in the stars. And who knows where the rest of the night will lead us when we're in space on a rocket ship. That is my magical date. What do you think, guys? Romantic? You'd make out with me. Come on. Mark? Yeah?
I mean.
What do you think?
you make little kissy sounds like that. Yeah, for sure.
That's a pretty good idea.
You're going to take me to the Star Wars hotel.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. How do you? The question then is, how do you want your snuggle, sir?
I want it in space.
Yeah, well, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. You're taking me to the Star Wars hotel.
Yeah,
buddy. Whatever you want, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, that's how the song goes, right?
Yeah. A nice space snuggle. It's gonna be great. And I'm sure we'll meet some space people and some aliens and things, and who knows, maybe be thrusted into a quest. But hopefully, you know, I don't want to make it too late of a night. We'll get our snuggles in space. Yeah. So this could be a beautiful thing. It is cheating. This is totally a cheat code, but
I get it. I get it. Hear me. Thrusted into a quest. That sounds delightful.
It is very delightful.
Enjoy your time.
I will. Guys, if you have a special Valentine at the park experience that you had that was like really unique or special, let us know about it. We'd love to hear about it. Maybe we'll talk about it on the show and compare it to ours.
I did forget one part of my Valentine's Day, and that is making a wish in Snow White's wishing well.
Of course.
That has to be when we stroll around Fantasyland. I forgot to mention. We'll stop by there and have some smooches by the well and some wishes.
Oh, well, smooches.
Sounds nice. If anyone has that on their Valentine's bingo card, let us know.
Valentine's bingo. Yeah. All right, friends. Well, this feels like a good place to wrap up today's show. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for taking the time to listen to us on your romantic tryst weekend. Whatever you're doing, love that other person. Hug that other person. Enjoy the Valentine's as much as you can. You know, wear a mask. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in today, friends. If you have a segment idea or you want to say hi, hit us up. What's up at WeLikeThemeParks.com? Or you can just go to the website, WeLikeThemeParks.com. You can also find us goofing around on Instagram at WeLikeThemeParks. You can also find us on the Magic of the Mouse Radio Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
Ooh, yeah. For Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
we like theme parks. That's not romantic. I sound like a creep.
Sound romantic. Sing just something romantical.
You can't ask me to sound romantic on demand. I'm for sure going to sound like a creep.
Miriam, can you sound romantic?
No.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness.